Des Moines Classic Rock 95 KGGO, Jeremy Jacobs here. I'm very excited to welcome Alan into the studio with us here. Alan organizes the Pedal for Peace Suicide Prevention Bike Ride. You guys have a big event going on this Saturday. As soon as I found out about this, heard about it, I wanted to make sure that we got you in here to get this information out in front of the listeners. So appreciate you taking time out of your day to join me.
Hey, great meeting you, buddy.
Why don't you let us know a little bit about, you know, your personal journey, your experiences, and what led to Pedal for Peace and this foundation?
I've always struggled with life sometimes, ups and downs and everything. But in 2016, I lost my oldest son to suicide, which put me in a bad place and needed help. And without friends and family, I don't think I'd be here. But sometimes it's just hard, and sometimes you just need help.
Yeah, sometimes it's hard. Sometimes you need help. Anyone who's listened to me, you know, I try to give a daily shout out to anybody out there struggling, you know, letting them know that life can get better on the other side of things. And I think it's important. And, why I wanted to talk to you about it is, you know, for one, using Platform for Good, getting this information out there to people, just letting them know that they're not alone in their struggles out there.
No, everybody deals with this sometime in their life or a lot of times. And it's hard to deal with and hard to talk about when you ask people, you know, hey, how are you doing today? And they go, oh, fine. But inside they're dying. It's a hard one to deal with.
Yeah, it's definitely a tough subject. It's tough sometimes to open up to somebody, even a loved one, like you said. It's so easy just to say, hey, I'm fine, you know, things are going all right, or, you know, living the dream, as we always say, and stuff like that. But, you know, I always try to push true positivity out there into the world. You never know what that other person on the end of that conversation is feeling and going through, so it's also important just to be kind.
Exactly. That's how I feel about it.
You guys have a big bike ride going down this weekend over at Captain Roy's. Were you guys starting downtown, the West End Architectural Salvage, hitting Confluence, going over to the Waters Beer Park, Beer Garden, and then finishing up at Captain Roy's 10:30. Let individuals know out there, you know, sort of how this ride came to be for you guys.
It used to be Break the Cigna.
Yeah.
And then we took it over after some people just, friends of ours, it just got too much for them, and it hurt them. So we took it over, and we just called it Pedal for Peace. And this is our third year now, and it's good for us. It makes us feel good. It makes me feel good. We've got over 70-plus gifts to give out from different places. So we meet at West End Salvage at 10:30, and you know, there is no sign-up for this. This is free to everybody. Even though it's called Pedal for Peace, you know, you can walk, you can drive. Just show up. I mean, it's a fun time, and it's for a great cause.
Yeah, it's a fun time, a great cause, you know, raising awareness for suicide prevention, and, you know, September being Suicide Prevention Month. Last week we had, you know, World Suicide Prevention Day. It's a tough one. It's
yes.
A subject that's near and dear to my heart is, you know, there was a few moments where I was close. You know, I had those thoughts and something kept me on going. And I know we talked before the microphones heated up here that you have struggled and been affected in your personal life by this as well.
Yes.
So it's always tough. And, you know, is that sort of what led to your involvement with this project and this program?
Yes. I'm deeply involved in this. And it's hard to say that I love doing this because it hurts, but I do. If I can help one person, that means everything to me.
Exactly. And like I said, I'm very vocal with my story and my journey and my struggles. And I feel if I can reach one person out there that's maybe contemplating it today, maybe make them decide not to.
Yes.
That means the world to me. Like you said, it's not fun to talk about. It's not, you know, exciting to be involved in this kind of stuff from an outside standpoint, but it is so rewarding.
Yes, in the long run, it is.
Yeah.
It's, like you say, one person, it's everything.
Yeah, if you can save one person so one family doesn't have to deal with these struggles. You know, for you, like you said, you personally were affected by this, so kind of led to your involvement with this event. It's a free event. You guys are taking donations, things like that,
yes,
to help raise awareness?
If you go to the Pedal for Peace on Facebook, there is a Venmo page there for donations, but there is raffle tickets, and we got great prizes from Captain Roy's and Sakari Bike World, Kyle's Bikes, Chain and Spoke, and Daisy Chain. Even a friend of mine from Trophy Books of Iowa, who hunts, wanted to donate, called me and asked me if he could donate. So I mean, but we've got 70 plus prizes to give away, and it goes to a good cause. It's going to AFSP, which is the American Foundation for Suicide Prevention. It's the Iowa chapter. So every year we try and give it to a local organization, just to, like we say, help one person if we need to.
Yeah, help one person, save one life, and it's all worth it, all the work that goes into it and you put into it, and you guys, and I commend you for it.
Yeah.
Like you said, it's not easy to discuss these things. It's not easy to get out and, you know, put all the effort into an event like this. You know, it weighs a toll on everybody, but just being a part of it, and like you said, if you can save one life, it's fantastic. You guys have some amazing prizes available. Information on the Facebook page will be in the link. I'll put that out there for you guys listening to this right now. If you're looking to donate, a best way to, easiest way to do that, you said your Facebook page, the Venmo.
Yep, or come down to the event and buy raffle tickets and hopefully you'll win something too. So
yeah, win some great prizes, going to a good cause and a good time. You guys are hitting Confluence is one of my favorite spots.
Yes,
when
yes.
I did drink they got the hop water there for me now on tap, so I love getting down there.
Yes, I know. Yeah,
and the Waterworks Beer Garden, and of course, finishing up down there at Captain Roy's. No strangers here to the listeners. Got a great working relationship with Wade. I think Wade's a fantastic person.
Yes,
and to be able to.
Yep, Wade will be there.
Yeah, so. Yeah. Wade will be there. You got him in a break on the tour schedule, did you?
Yes, we did. Yes.
He's living a life out there, I tell you what. A little bit jealous. I thought I had a fun gig, and I listened to him tell stories.
He's a great guy.
Yeah. So it's happy that, Wade is able to, make this connection with you and me, and, we can talk about it. We can get some information out to the listeners, hopefully get some people out there for this event. It's going down this Saturday, begins at 10:30 over at the West End Architectural Salvage downtown. Again, it's Pedal for Peace, but like you said, Alan, you can come out, you can walk, you can jog, you can drive from location to location.
Yep, exactly. Skateboard even if you want.
Skateboard? I can't?
Yeah.
I'm not coordinated enough to do that. It's hard-pressed to find me on a bike that's going upright.
Right. We do have a skateboard from Mike Vallalie.
Oh, wow.
Which is signed, and he's donated every year, and he's a great guy. We also have, from one of your listeners, from Streetman, made a electric guitar, which is, that's going to be on an auction at the end of the deal. And then we got a great painting from one of our great friends, Chrissy Young, who is an avid cyclist and a fantastic artist, too.
Oh, I love it. I love the fact that you're able to rally so many different areas of the community, get so many different people involved in something like this. Everybody out there has a story or has been affected by it or has felt it themselves.
Yes, exactly. And that's why a lot of people have even reached out to me before I called and asked for some help or a donation or something. And a lot of people have just said, hey, I want to help. And Streetman, Jay Street, was a really good friend of mine, and he offered right away, let me make you a guitar. So.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. Again, it's going down. The event is this Saturday, September 20th, 10:30 is the start time down at the West End Architectural Salvage. All of the details over, you can find it, Pedal for Peace, on the Facebook page. Anything else that you want to make sure they know about before going into this?
This is a free event.
Yeah, we cannot stress that enough.
Come down. If you want to buy raffle tickets, you can. If not, just enjoy the ride, meet people, talk about people.
Yeah.
Talk about your struggles if you need to, and get big hugs from everybody.
Yeah.
A hug says a million words.
Oh, I love that. I'm gonna use that. I'm gonna borrow that one from you. I'll make sure I credit you on that line.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm gonna borrow that one from you. And it does. And it's sharing your story can help so many other people.
Yes.
I commend the listeners. Last week, like I said, Wednesday, World Suicide Prevention Day, and I gave a shout out and I had posted on our Facebook page, and we had some really heartfelt stories and some difficult. I had trouble reading them and making through it. So I can only imagine what it took for those individuals to share that. But like you said, come on down, start talking, get invested in the community, share your stories. You never know how uplifting that can be to someone who's struggling.
Exactly. Yeah. I mean, we all struggle somewhere down the line. So yeah. We just don't know what day it is. So.
Yeah, exactly. You never know when exactly it's going to hit or how it's going to affect you. And that's one thing that I've learned and noticed is you never know that song could hit just right or something on the TV can happen and trigger that.
Exactly. Yeah. We always call it LOA, which is law of attraction. And, that song you were trying to think in your head, and when you get in your vehicle and it plays, and it's just, you just see it. So, I couldn't have done this without Dori. A big shout out to her. She's the girl behind the scenes, and she's a kick-ass.
Again, this is a free event. You can come on out. Suggested donations will be made available. Buy a raffle ticket for some amazing prizes. All of this information over at the Pedal for Peace at the Facebook page. Alan, I want to thank you again for taking time out of your day to come here and talk with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Yeah.